This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Nationwide protests in Myanmar against the military's overthrow of the elected civilian government continued today, despite a shutdown of the internet for the second consecutive night. Protesters blocked off the street in front of the country's central bank in Yangon, despite an increasing presence of military vehicles on the street the day before. Reuters say that protesters also blocked train services. Dozens of Buddhist monks took part in Tuesday's protests marches in Yangon. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused the United States on Monday of supporting Kurdish militants who Ankara says executed 13 kidnapped Turks in northern Iraq, adding that a U.S. statement of condemnation was a joke. Earlier, Turkey said militants from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party executed the 13 Turks, including military and police personnel, amid a military operation against the group. Washington said it condemned the killings. It reports that the PKK was responsible were confirmed. A rocket attack in northern Iraq late Monday killed a contractor for the U.S.-led coalition and injured at least 9 other people. Coalition spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Wayne Morato said early Tuesday a total of 14 rockets were launched and that 3 hit an airbase housing U.S. troops near the airport. Morato said the contractor killed was not an American and that the injured included 8 other civilian contractors and a U.S. service member. A little-known group called Saraya Awilya Adam claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden facing mounting pressure at the border. Dozens of people are waiting to claim asylum, and more come each day, falsely believing they'll be able to enter the U.S. This is